SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers, including governments, delivered another healthy month of hiring in February.
A surprising 275,000 jobs were added last month. That was up from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 point to 3.9%. The Labor Department report reflected the job market's sustained ability to withstand the 11 rate hikes the Federal Reserve imposed to fight inflation, which made borrowing much costlier for households and businesses.
Correspondent Jeremy House, angry and bitter, Republican Senator Ted Cruz's take on President Biden's State of the Union speech. The address, described by some as feisty.
The state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Facing public doubts about his age and fitness, the president was animated during his hour-long speech. He warned that democracy is under attack. He renewed calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, and he doubled down on his support for abortion access. Mr. Biden didn't mention Donald Trump by name, but he said my predecessor 13 times as he drew a contrast with his likely 2024 opponent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Delivering the Republican response to the Biden speech, Senator Katie Britt referring to the brutal murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
Tonight, President Biden finally said her name, but he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
Lakin was killed allegedly by an illegal alien from Venezuela. On Wall Street, stocks are modestly higher. The Dow is up 34 points, the NASDAQ 68 points higher. This is SRN News. All this week, SRN News has been highlighting the perspective and biblical teachings of Dr. Jack Graham, senior pastor, Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. He's a nationally prominent evangelical whose PowerPoint broadcast ministry carries the Word of God from the Prestonwood pulpit to 92 other countries every week. Now in his seventh decade of life, Pastor Graham showing no signs of slowing down.
God has given me incredible energy and health, and I'm grateful for that. So we can't quit. I say, if you're not dead, you're not done. You keep going, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's always my perspective. When God called anyone to serve him, it should be a commitment to our last day, to our last breath, to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham closed this year's National Religious Broadcasters Association convention with a sermon appropriately titled, Why We Don't Quit. This is SRN News. A court says Norfolk Southern alone should pay for the cleanup from last year's fiery train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio.
A judge's decision Wednesday threw out the railroad's claim that the companies that made the chemicals that spilled during the derailment and those that own the rail cars involved should share the cost of the cleanup. But the judge ruled that Norfolk Southern didn't show that the derailment was caused by anything those other companies could control. And the judge said spreading the blame among all the companies might delay the resolution of the lawsuit. Keith Peters reporting.
A bill that could lead to Chinese-owned TikTok being unavailable in the U.S. is quickly gaining traction in the House. Lawmakers are concerned about the potential for the platform to surveil and manipulate young Americans. The bill advanced out of committee the other day in a bipartisan 50-to-nothing vote. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it is an important bipartisan measure. More details at SRNNews.com.